Hello everyone, you know, it's a privilege to really just share a little short message on what is spiritual warfare is all about and how do you fight it, you know. You know, as a Christian and non-believer, we are always battling in this world, and that's what we call a spiritual warfare battle. See it, we might forget it is there, but the enemy would love nothing more to fill your mind and my mind with this encouragement and defeat. And if you are a believer who is living like a salt and light in the dark world, I tell you, you will never go long without encountering spiritual warfare through obstacles and attacks, and he will keep throwing it at you and at your direction. To be frank, we can't stop his attack. We don't have to let him win, but God has reminded us in his word to stay aware of the Satan's scheme. To live alert in this world, you have to stay close to him. Now, if you read your Bible, God has really given you very specific instruction in this world. He gave us all that we need to stand strong in our life and have victory over battlefields of our mind, our heart and our soul. But yet, often we race through busyness, full day, unprepared or simply unaware what we are always up against too and who the real enemy is. The dark force of darkness don't wait for us to be ready for their attack. They are ruthless, they are determined, and they are cunning. And the devil wouldn't care less if we feel prepared or pray up for our days. In fact, he prefers we are not. Now, in this broken dark world, how can we really know that if we are really facing difficulties of our life as compared to the true spiritual attacks of the enemy? There are five examples from the scriptures that may reveal that you are under spiritual warfare attack. Point number one, a sudden extreme of lots of losses or trouble or trials comes against you. Number two, there's an attack of the spiritual, physical danger, and illness and life-threatening loss. Number three, there will be an increase of temptation luring stewards to sin and wrong choice. Number four, feeling of overwhelming despair, darkness, and even fear. Number five, you have deep confusion, feeling of condemnation, guilt, and even a strong feeling of shame and guilt that will come forth. That will really cause your spiritual being inside to go down. Spiritual warfare is not about giving the devil more attention or focusing too much on his evil ways. Biblical warfare is making ourselves more attentive to what God is doing and remember to stand firm and allow him to fight for our fiercest battle. There is power through his spirit, his word and his prayer, and we can be confident that he's always with us, leading our way and covering us from behind. I'm going to talk about how God's plan for you when you're facing spiritual warfare. Then how can you overcome it? You must always remember the gift of the Holy Spirit is for you and will be there for you. If you put on the armor of God and start believing that God has promised for you, and that is something that God will protect your mind, your soul, and your emotions, and your will. His words. His word is always ever promising to you, and you have to use the word, the sword of the Spirit, to really fight the spiritual warfare. The power of praise. You must learn to praise God in the midst of the spiritual warfare. Praising and worshiping is something that you go in deep, and that is an exchange of His presence for who you are in Him. And when there's an exchange that comes begin, there is power in renewing your mind and your spirit. Being obedient to Christ, that means whatever God has promised to you, just stay firm, stay foot, stay locked down to the foundation, because God is always looking for obedience instead of what you can do. The blood of the Christ has washed you clean and protect you. I tell you, with the word of our testimony, we can overcome the spiritual warfare. We belong to Christ. The enemy never have the final words over our life. We are secure in God's hand. So press on, be courageous and be free, and never be held back by fear or defeat, because the battle belongs to the Lord and He has the final victory. I give you a testimony of, you know, many years ago when I was about to take over Revive Ministries. In the past, it was New Life Church. Now, I have to fly down to Australia, Melbourne, for a meeting. Before we go for the meeting, there's so many things that have happened. We were at the airport from Guangzhou, we fly, and then we do a transit to Singapore again. You know what? If you are flying Singapore Airlines, you won't lose your luggage, right? But we lost the luggage. And the long transit of that 12 hours, I was thinking, what is really happening? Now, behold, even before I could get onto the transit plane, I got a phone call from my mom about my dad. And he was in China, and he found out that he has kidney stones, and he's in hospitals, and we do not know what to do. The only thing I could do was to pray. Later, less than an hour later, I got a phone call from my wife. I said, my wife tell me, Simon, my mom has a cyst in the womb that is this big, and she's in the hospital right now. In a very short period of less than 12 hours, just before my meeting with the board of directors in Australia, Melbourne, things just break loose. Lost my luggage, I lost my my dad is in the hospital, my mother-in-law is in the hospital, and in fact, there's so many distractions, and inside my mind, there were so many things that was going through. But behold, the Holy Spirit was gently telling me, Simon, be assured that I will take care of everything, and God is in control of everything. In the midst of that 12 hours flight, I was just praying and declaring and claiming the power of God will be in our family, because God is a faithful God. God promises us that He will be faithful in the midst of the trials and the spiritual warfare. Slowly things work out. You know, I have a good news. My dad, kidney stone, he doesn't need to have an operation. All he needs to do is to take medicine. My mother-in-law have a very successful operation. She have to take out the womb. And my lost luggage was found 1 hour before when I bought the plane to Australia. God is a faithful God, you know, church. I want to encourage you, do not look at the spiritual attack. Look at God, because God has all things for you. Yeah? Bless you. And Jesus loves you. In Jesus' name, we bless you. Amen.